Good morning, brethren. We're glad to have you all here this morning. And our program this morning will be, our Bethel service will be, we'll open with hymn number 165. And then we'll have the manna read by Brother Kent Humphreys, the resolve by Brother Steve Mangos, and then Brother Austin Williams will be reading a poem for us entitled Gratitude and Courage. So let's open our day together with hymn number 165. Continue, brethren, with another hymn, hymn number 109. Hymn number 109, I Know No Life Divided.
Thank you.
have the man up by Brother Kent and then the resolve by Brother Steve.
November the 18th. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. Psalms 34 and 7. How it enlarges the confidence of a Christian to realize that whilst earthly powers may be in opposition, and whilst he may be really of himself powerless to resist adversaries, and whilst in addition to the flesh and blood adversaries, he may realize that he battles also with spiritual wickedness in exalted places, against Satan and his minions of darkness. Yet that, on the other hand, greater is he that is on our part, than that all be against us, and that all the heavenly hosts are subject to the divine will, and may be employed for the advancement of the divine cause, according to divine wisdom. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him, and delivereth them. Psalms 34, 7.
Morning resolve. My earliest thought I desire shall be, what shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord for grace to help. I will pay my vows unto the Most High. Psalms 116:12-14. Remembering the divine call, gather my saints together unto me, those who have made a covenant with me by sacrifice, I resolve that by the Lord's assisting grace, I will today, as a saint of God, fulfill my vows, continuing the work of sacrificing the flesh and its interests, that I may attain unto the heavenly inheritance in joint heirship with my Redeemer. I will strive to be simple and sincere toward all. I will seek not to please and honor self, but the Lord. I will be careful to honor the Lord with my lips, that my words may be unctuous and blessed to all. I will seek to be faithful to the Lord, the truth, the brethren, and all with whom I have to do, not only in great matters, but also in the little things of life. Trusting myself to divine care and the providential overruling of all my interests for my highest welfare, I will seek not only to be pure in heart, but to repel all anxiety, all discontent, all discouragement. I will neither murmur nor repine at what the Lord's providence may permit, because faith can firmly trust him, come what may.
Gratitude and courage. Our hearts overflow in prayer and praise to Thee, most gracious Lord, that Thou hast opened up our eyes to understand Thy word, that Thou hast sought us out to run this narrow heavenly way. O lead us by Thy Spirit, Lord, for this we daily pray. We're thankful for our blessings too. We never should complain, for even trials are stepping stones that bring us lasting gain. Sometimes discouragement comes in to hide our face from Thee. 'Tis then we pray, grasp tight our hand, that we may closer be. Give us fresh courage to go on, for in our strength we are weak. We need Thee every hour, dear Lord, Thy will alone we seek.
Thank you, brethren. Brethren, let's close our morning devotions with hymn number 108, and then we'll be introducing our first speaker, Brother Richard Doctor. Hymn number 108, we'll sing all three verses.